to you right now.
Yeah.
I swear words. Server for so she said, or the junior meeting. Oh, right. Yeah. I think she's not. I have a big giant disclaimer in my house. Yeah. So, yeah. 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 See their face if they call them?
Well, no, because she asked me in class.
It's like final.
just because what they do is they look at how many students.
So I'm not going to look, don't worry. They will check to see the enrollment of my class. Could you pick up evaluations and then how many students do it? They like take it really seriously, even for somebody who's semi-retired, as if this hasn't been done for 28 years of my life. So I just won't look, and I'll just start. I just worried that if we don't start, we won't finish the review, and I think that's really important. So. David, you need to pick up one of these, please. So, I have one big announcement about the exam. Oh, my.
It's canceled.
No. I think it's 6, not 7. It is all slides. And it is like about... No. Oh, no. This is literally all slides and it's slides, you see what I'm saying? Because you're going to have to write about each one. So that should help you. I mean, I've always said concentrate on the e-reserves, but I think that should also help you understand. So when you go through the e-reserves, or when we're going through the review today, in your mind, do some editing work, like, you know, of these images for this section, what was most important. So let's just start with the first lecture since the first exam and go through it like we did last time. So what page should we start on? Oh, these new glasses are really not working. 12? Okay. Anybody have any questions?
More, and it was probably discussed, but I can't remember, and I couldn't find my notes. If we talked anything more about Marcus Garvey's influence, other than just the Black Star Line?
Right, and just knowing who he was. I showed you that one Van Der Zee photograph of him, but that's not super, super important.
Okay.
No, just call it the Toussaint Louverture. This is Toussaint Louverture. Just call it the Toussaint Louverture series. In relation to what?
In general, it's written here, two-fold agenda.
Okay, so let's go back to what I said a couple minutes ago. Think in terms of images, because every question, in other words, there won't be something in the exam that's going to say, explain a two-fold agenda, right? So think in terms of images for this lecture, and then rephrase your question if necessary.
So, for example, like, if it would be, like, Pete Conley and my dress hanging there, like, do you want us to, like, identify the dress or, like, identify... Like,
well, wait till we get to Kahlo for that one, okay?
Just think of an example.
Right, so get an example from the New Negro Movement, yeah.
So, in the slide, there's two slides from Augusta Savage on the test, or on the notes. One of them is the Gamin, but the other one, I couldn't find the title of the work she's with.
Yeah, because it's not important. The last class, they just ended up asking me what was important.
No.
You have to be more directive, yeah.
Does the picture with the mask, that's really important, like the whole history behind the artist?
Well, I mean, there'll be specific questions about the image you're looking at.
Oh, okay.
So the questions will be directed about the image you're looking at.
So they're basically like one word questions?
No. Answers, you mean?
Yeah. Long word answers, yeah.
No. Mini paragraph.
Mini paragraph.
So, for example, the ascent of Ethiopia. We had to go through, like, the Egyptian imagery, the pyramids, the stars in the sky, all
exactly. I mean, I might say, on any of those, I might say, starting in the foreground and moving systematically up to the top or the background of the painting, tell me what you're looking at, analyze, and explain its significance. Right? So we did a few paintings in this particular lecture where we really analyzed the elements within each painting. There were not just the Ascent of Ethiopia, there were a couple of others that I also did that way.
So there are not going to be any questions about the movies?
True, it's only slides.
Okay.
It's only slides. Yes. Exactly. So are there any images from the New Negro lecture that anybody is confused by? That's a better way, perhaps, for me to phrase this. Yes?
Darren Douglas's cover of The Opportunity Important.
Okay, this is... How many Aaron Douglas's images did I show you?
A lot.
Okay, a lot. So that tells you there might be a question on Aaron Douglas. Let's figure this out. I mean, you are smart, kids, grown-ups, whatever I should call you. You know, so if I show you a lot of Aaron Douglas's in a lecture, chances are there might be an Aaron Douglas on the exam. So you should know how to discuss Aaron Douglas's imagery. I mean, if I show you one slide of one mask by... What, William Johnson, who was it? W.H. Johnson or Palmer Hayden? That's not going to be on the test. It was one slide in the lecture. I feel like I'm in one of those Simpson cartoons or something. Light bulbs are finally going off.
So maybe the whole point of the New Negro movement was like they didn't share the same style, but they had the same viewpoint.
Exactly. They were all, there was no stylistic unity. Each artist were, you know, stylistically different. But there was a certain point of view that these artists expressed in their paintings or in their sculpture. And it's your job to know how to analyze that work of art according to that certain point of view. Was it for Aaron Douglas? Okay. It's just too confusing. If you know that they are no, if you know that they are murals specifically for different locations, that would cover that part of it.
Okay.
That's a good question.
I couldn't remember the dates of or not the date, but what school Landlock taught at or
okay, stop right there. Is there a image that goes with that question?
Yeah, I was going to try and get it.
I'm not sure how you're going to get there since he wasn't an artist. I'm trying to be helpful, right? I'm trying to give you, like, major hints, folks. These are major hints, and somehow we're missing... Yes?
So with... With Douglas, the building may not matter, but maybe with Rivera, the building will matter?
Exactly.
Okay.
Very good.
Can you
repeat that loudly.
With something
let him
Douglas there, and the building doesn't matter as much as the image. With somebody like Diego Rivera, the building will matter.
Well,
because
yeah.
There's content. There's content in the photo and the building, such as like the Ford motor, and it has content to it.
Right. I mean, if you know it was done for the Ford Motor Company in what city?
Detroit.
It will help you analyze the image.
Yeah. I haven't written down the notes for Douglas, so I don't need to know the title.
There's lots of things to talk about and not have to worry about his titles, right? So So are there any other artists for the New Negro Movement that you have a question about? So do you understand, folks? Some of these questions are good questions, but they're not going to help you on the exam, so I'm trying to direct you right now. Toussaint Louverture.
Yeah. What was the importance of him thinking about that?
Wow. Yeah. Did you miss that lecture?
I did.
Could you, that's sort of like asking me to re-give a lecture. Can you talk to one of your colleagues or look up who Toussaint Louverture was? Okay, yeah.
Although we have those complimentary prints of Elizabeth Catlett are going to be on
the festival. The complimentary.
The ones that she did for Mexico. That you show, like, you showed the series.
Well, yeah, I mean, it could be. Right,
and
because
you show, like, a couple of slides in the beginning.
Right, no,
like,
it could be. I showed African-American ones and then the Mexican ones. So, yes, it could be. But can we be a little more systematic here?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Now, turn the page and we'll go to, what page is long? Jason? Sure, and publish a big article on Wilfredo Lam's transnationalism. So I'm like, oh my God, this is in Miami, where everybody thinks they know everything about the Caribbean and Cuba, right? I have a lot of work to do. So, Wilfredo Lam. Yes?
Can you explain a bit more about, is it pronounced Cesares? It's M.A. and Susan.
Cesar?
Okay.
M.A. and Susan Cesar.
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, think about an image.
In relation to the jungle, like specifically.
Okay.
Like,
okay, so Suzanne wrote, and I'm only calling her Suzanne to differentiate her from her husband. She, when they were in Martinique, they went into like a general store and they found a pile of magazines, and Suzanne did all the illustrations for the articles, the treaties in this magazine, and they were based on the flora and fauna of the Caribbean. In other words, she was, as a working artist, translating her interests into specifically Caribbean interest, and from what I understand, that also made a huge impression on Lam when he saw it and discussed it with her.
Okay.
Did you fill out one of these? Could you take one? Yeah. Did I show? No. Whoops. Where are you? Native American?
No. There's this.
Totally off base here. Hang on tight, okay? You were saying, I don't know names, very back of the room. I saw you nod your head. Yes. So? Right. The thing I showed, the only thing I showed you that he did in Marseille was participating in the Jeux de Marseille, in the folded pages, that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only thing I showed you. And that was a collaborative work. Now, listen to me. If I say it's based on images, do you think I'm going to put a collaborative Wilfredo Lam on the exam or just a Wilfredo Lam?
Just a Wilfredo
Lam. Thank you. So, forget that question. See what I'm saying? That this kind of is supposed to help you, what I'm doing now? Yeah.
I have a question about his paintings, like the jungle and the others that are similar to a jungle. His style, I wasn't that clear about. Is it like new surrealism or cubism? It has elements of cubism and new surrealism? Or is there an exact name for the style?
No.
Okay.
And this is not a 200-level course where a teacher might say, is this a cubist painting, yes or no? I don't do that kind of thing. That's not art history to me.
Right.
But it does certainly have an influence of surrealism because of André Breton.
Okay.
Right? André Breton, the father, the characters of his imagery has a lot to do with religious transformation, going into trance, transforming oneself, that kind. So you probably wrote that down in reference to those kinds of comments. You know, you've got different body parts combined with human parts, with everything else, and it's because of talking about Vodou and Santeria and the fact that both of those religions, as their basis, have possession.
This has to do with the painting, The Jungle. I remember, I could be wrong, but I remember you saying that, that the leaves and fauna that were in the actual painting were like sugarcane.
Sugarcane and what else?
Coffee.
Well, tobacco.
And
tobacco plants. You don't. Tobacco plants. Right? Sugarcane and tobacco.
No coffee?
I said coffee then.
Should you cross out the coffee?
No. As if I knew. I think it's sugarcane and tobacco because coffee is in the highlands and he never went to the highlands, and I probably just slipped on that one. I told Ryan I would write, because every time there's a review it comes up that I do things a little bit wrong sometimes. I'm pretty sure it's not coffee, but if you memorize coffee, I'm not going to count it wrong if it's on the exam, don't worry. But also put down, what did the blacks work? Oh, right. Thank you for that question. There was another long question? Yeah?
Oh, I have a question on how it is not related to Faso's Lady of the Avedon.
Right, I know what you mean. Les Demoiselles. Demoiselles.
And how it's not related to that, and how it wasn't inspired by that.
No, it's not that it wasn't inspired by it. It was that he was answering it. In other words, a lot of people feel that in the jungle, Wifredolan was saying, okay, I'm going to answer you and your famous Demoiselle d'Avignon.
Okay.
Right? I'm going to do the little prostitutes of Havana, but make it Cuban and Afro-Cuban and related to Cuba. So they're coming out of the bamboo and the, you know, and the jungle is a ridiculous title. They're coming out of what grows in Cuba. And, you know, the demoiselle pushed aside the curtains. They're pushing aside that which the blacks in Cuba worked on. Yeah?
I heard that it was an answer to Guernica. But
no, I don't think it's an answer to Guernica. I think that Guernica influenced it stylistically. If you look at some of the sort of composite figures that Lama's using, I think that he was definitely... Any other Lam questions? Yes?
I have a lot of references to Allegra heads.
Yeah.
And to after Costa, who has like written Green Morning, it also talks about possession and expression. Is that...
What expressions?
Expression of possession.
Right, that's what I was just talking about. Transformation and possession.
And what's the Allegra head?
Well, I showed you, go to your e-reserves. There are, right? There's a couple of little Allegra heads in that portion of the e-reserve, correct? Mm-hmm. So they're the messenger, the trickster figure of Santeria. Yeah.
Where? The cement head.
It's not there in e-reserves?
The cement head.
The cement head, yeah.
Yeah, they're there.
It's there. Yeah, it's there. I just reviewed them. You know it's there. JR, it's there, right? Yes, it's there.
Which picture is it? I have all the Wifredolan long ears are right here.
Yeah, I've got them all.
Which one from the bottom?
It's the cement head.
With the hook on the top?
Excuse me?
I've memorized these slides up and down, and I just don't remember.
If
it's not on the e-reserve, it doesn't matter. Think that.
Or maybe it does.
That's not a word.
You probably remember it from class.
It's there.
Don't worry about it. Don't get stuck on it. You know, I think that that might be from 204.
Oh, that could be. I get it.
Any other questions?
The painting Malembo of the Crossroads, what is Malembo?
Well, okay. First of all, you don't have to know titles.
Okay.
Because I think I told you that in Lam especially, he didn't title his paintings, other people did.
Oh, that's right.
Right? And this is one of the things I'll be talking about in my lecture, in my article, Miami. But those words refer to gods of Palama. It doesn't matter. This is not a Caribbean course. You don't have to know titles.
For Lam.
For Lam, yeah. Or for Aaron Douglas, you don't have to know titles either.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah.
For
okay, I think we've done Lam. Yeah. I think we should go ahead. What was next?
Yoga.
Boy, did I organize this weird, huh? It made sense when I did it. Okay, so Diego and Frida, questions?
One thing might actually have to do more with Frida about Mexican dad.
Uh huh.
Is that the same thing as Indianismo? Or
They are very similar, and different people will use different names of what they considered grassroots Mexican, because it's the Mexican Indian who is alive even today. Think about Chiapas, right? So it's an appreciation of grassroots Mexico. So it goes from pre-Hispanic to their present, the 1930s and 40s. And it's that idea of, you know, not talking about the more colonial Mexico. Yes?
Tenochtitlan and Teotihuacan are two different places.
Correct.
Right? Which one is in the National Palace all the way to the left in the past? Is it
Tenochtitlan is the Aztec city underneath Mexico City. I do not believe Teotihuacan is in that mural. I think it's the double pyramids of Tenochtitlan, which is underneath Mexico City. And if you take the subway in Mexico City today, you see so much, because when they built the subway, they ran into all the foundations of all these fabulous Aztec buildings. And they've done a beautiful job of making mini museums in the subway stations. Any other questions, Diego or Frida?
Can you talk about Jose Casado's influence a little bit on?
No.
No.
What was the name of the guy that Diego was painting and that they told him to stop in Detroit?
Lennon.
Lennon? No, not Detroit, New York City.
Oh, it was New York.
Detroit, the one god that he portrayed as a machine.
Yeah.
What's the name of?
Coatli K. And it's in your study guide.
Yeah.
And it's Aztec.
I just quote female deity of light.
No, it's in your study guide. Coatli K, and she's Aztec. It should be in the study. Shh. I cannot hear.
Oh, sorry. The study guide also says to know the photographer's team, Magadi and Taylor.
But I don't think I put the money in reserve. I think it's right here. Do you see, it's the first word under pre-Hispanic terms, Jason? It's the first.
I just found it, yes.
Okay.
What was she the goddess for?
She's the goddess of life and death. She wears the human hands and human hearts. Mm-hmm. So she's related to sacrifice and life and death.
And that has to do with the Detroit mural, because the workers start going through the labor, and
yes, exactly. Very good. Yes, very, very good. Any okay, Frida questions? We've done Diego, take a hint. Frida questions. Can you talk a tiny bit louder?
Which one was...
surrealism, probably. Does she? I know she's written about it.
Female artist.
What? Or her women artist course. But she's only doing surrealism in the spring. So I don't know. She might not do it under surrealism. She might. I don't know.
Okay.
In Self-Portrait on the Border Between Mexico and the U.S., I know she's got Coatli K around her neck, right?
Well, she's wearing the same kind of necklace, yeah.
And then there's the pyramid. But in the Iwasara, there's also two seated figures.
The little ceramic sculpture?
Yeah,
that relates to those little ceramic sculptures that are on the Mexican side of the painting.
That are ones kind of...
Yeah. It's the same style. It's a West Mexico style, and they had a huge collection of West Mexican art.
Which is illustrated in the picture of her wearing her outfit.
Right, it's in back of her in that picture, some of it, right, in the photograph.
Which was shipwrecked, right? Wasn't that shipwreck things?
Yeah, you see, I told you all were going to remember that instead of the other stuff. I warned you that you love to remember my little anecdotes. They're good stories, but,
ask them.
But also remember the major things I said rather than just the anecdotes, please.
So the Tijuana woman, or Zapotec, how do you...
Tijuana.
Tijuana woman, they were economically independent, like this.
Right, they run the marketplace. They're, I would never say independent,
okay.
But they hold the purse strings of the Tijuana Peninsula. It's a fishing community, and they are... to this day, rather infamous in Mexico for the...
And what painting is that?
All the paintings
all
where they're wearing the dress, where she's wearing the dress of the Tijuana.
I see.
And the photographs, yeah.
Wasn't that also a matriarchy?
You know, it's so difficult. I don't... A matriarchy versus matrilineal, I just am not going to go there.
Okay.
I mean, just because the women are powerful doesn't mean it's a matriarch. I don't know. No, I just don't know. Any other Frida questions? Okay, what's the next one?
15.
So, okay, here's another way to do this. Look at page 15 and look at page 16. If you look at these two pages, what did I spend the most time on?
The houses. No,
Frank Lloyd Wright.
Oh, I didn't realize there was anything else.
So, you know, I mean, again, I'm trying to help you study. So, any questions, page 15, page 16?
Probably a dumb little anecdote, but with Charles Ennis' house and the other houses where he has the molded block.
It's poured into molds, the molds harden, and they do this.
It would be concrete.
Okay,
thank you.
Yeah, okay, sounds good. I didn't understand the process.
No, I understand.
I was just remembering what word you said, and I got hung up on the word.
I don't remember, but I'm going to write this down.
Okay.
Concrete or cement. And what's the difference? Because, no, really, I can't answer. I know how they're made. I know they were mass-produced. I know they're supposed to, they're called the, whatchamacallit, block houses. What is that word? What? There's something, what did you say?
Textile block houses.
Say that again?
Textile block houses.
Textile block houses. Yes.
Did Frank Lloyd Wright use the, I don't know how to pronounce this, Yushimal arch in his woods? Or was that
he didn't use the arch. He used the idea of the mosaic stone patterning.
So he didn't, he was somebody else. He was Robert Stacey.
No. Yeah, don't worry. But Yushimal was very important because where did Frank Lloyd Wright see Yushimal architecture?
Chicago World Fair, 1893.
Right, the World's Fair. Chicago World's Fair. So that's what's important.
I remember that stuff.
Yes, another question?
I'm trying to find it, but
upside down
snake.
The
upside down
serpent.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So that was that had no longer standing.
Yeah.
No, it's the Mayan theater, but I'm not going to give you the Mayan theater on the exam.
Doesn't he also have it in one of his another house he did where it looked, it was really close.
Oh, the Hollyhock House.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you want us to know the exact dates for those?
I'm going to say within a 5-year range, know a date.
Is it acceptable for us all to just consider all of his houses in LA instead of like Pasadena? Or
yes, it's fine.
Because it's all the same. Anyway.
No, it's fine. That's it? Shall we move on or what?
So he designed all the interiors of the houses also?
Just about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it important to know that we've never been down to Mexico, but the fact that...
It might come up in a question, but think, I mean, you know about Uxmal at the Chicago World's Fair and stuff, so...
Right. Okay.
I know it's just slides. So is it important to know the names of his influences? Like
Uxmal?
Like Desiree Charnay's photography and Alfred Mosley's?
No, that's okay. You,
yeah.
Right, but I said that if you looked at the architecture, well, who did I spend most time on?
Oh, I didn't realize this was all. Okay. Thank you. Denishan. I'm going to worry about that.
Don't worry about Denishan. Don't worry about the Mayan Theater. Catlett.
Yay.
18. I wonder if there is coffee leaves. I have no idea. Can I tell a tobacco leaf apart from a coffee leaf?
Yeah.
I'd have to...
It's a leaf.
Yeah, it's a leaf.
It's a leaf.
I'm stuck on this because I better figure this out. Yeah.
Right, so in the linoleum fence, I know one of her large themes was influential women in the civil rights movement, like Sojourner Truth.
Right.
And...
She called it's the Something Women series, it's called. It has a series. What? The Negro Women series.
I was wondering if. Oh, I can't remember who your list is in mind. So maybe when I was wondering if the first one applied to Rosa Parks and says colored only. But I don't know if that.
What is the date on that one?
1946.
That has to be before Rosa Parks.
Yeah, I can. Rosa Parks is what?
It's Rosa Parks is more in the 60s, at least.
Yeah, that's
Harriet
Tubman. Her reclining figures and those statues, the connection between her and the Moore artist, you just have to write pre-Hispanic influence.
Pre-Hispanic things. Like, you have to know Quatley K in Detroit. You know, I don't accept pre-Hispanic influences. So I told you the name of that statue, and I showed you one or two versions of it from pre-Hispanic Mexico. Who remembers the name?
Toltec.
What?
I was going to ask.
Oh. The Chacmool figures, right. And it should be... It's Chacmool. Is it on the e-reserve?
Yes.
It's on the e-reserve.
Yes.
Some of her work is linoleum cuts. Linoleum cut is the least expensive and quickest way, so a lot of the early work at the Taller was linoleum cuts. Some are woodcuts, and some are actually lithographs. But I don't think I'm going to ask you to figure out when I'm showing a slide if it's a lithograph or a linoleum cut. Prints is fine.
What's the date? Is it a 5-year?
I think it's a 5-year. You know, kind of broad 5-year. We get arrows shot at me if I said that on the stage, but I think it's true. I think she knew about some of those British artists. I mean, she's a literate person. People look at books all the time, you know.
What? In the Homage to My Young Black Sisters, there's a reference to the Mexican Olympics with the two African Americans. Isn't that what it was?
No, I mentioned that's an anecdote. Yeah. Again.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was a reference to it.
Well, it's a reference to the gesture of the black power.
Right, it's a black power fist was ubiquitous in the black power movement.
And that's where it started.
No, it didn't start in
with
San
Jose.
No,
the anecdote.
Oh, yeah. So it's just the black power fist, the raised fist.
So much easier.
Anything else on Catlett?
So we're mostly looking at her prints more than her sculpture.
I think we've covered it in class mm-hmm. now. I think we're okay on Catlett. You can move on. Australian Aboriginals, one of my most favorite lectures. 26, my wonderful indices people up here have this down pat. Questions on Aboriginal art.
I think I'm not clear about dreams.
Ooh.
Because I have to use the producer landscape. I'm kind of confused
okay.
How I wrote my book.
Dreaming is a philosophy. For some people, they would call it a religion. You know, it's a conceptual idea. That is a philosophical idea, that is a religious idea, you know, that's the bundle it fits in.
Okay.
So I taught it because there is artwork that relates directly to it.
Yeah. And it's about kind of the creation?
No. It's about how, what, go.
Dreaming is a cultural / historical primer for generational heritage.
Right. That's very good. Is that from the study guide? It's from me? Yeah. It's a way that the Aboriginal people think about their world, their earth, their geography, their clans. It's a religious belief that incorporates that all of those thoughts. You can't break it down. It's not Western, you know? It's not like it's much more holistic in a sense. Does that help, Shana? Okay. And then there's all the art that relates to it.
The Fiona Foley photographs with the...
HHH?
Okay, it is HHH.
But let's stay with the traditional Aboriginal stuff for a moment. Any more questions?
I have a question. Were the Chiringas only limited to the north of the desert, or were they...
I can't answer that.
Okay,
I'm going to say that all Aboriginal people use Chiringas. Okay? I'm not going to divide it geographically.
Okay.
I have a feeling that it's a very basic, fundamental construction that, like, Christians use crosses, but there's different styles of crosses, that kind of thing. So it's a basic... I'm going to say all Aboriginal people who are believers.
And do you think, or is it true that the sort of principle of dreaming, looking past the philosophy, is the act of going to these power sites and translating what is there with the Sawman and renewing for each generation?
Most of the renewal of dreamings is done on the paintings. That were originally land paintings and now they're paper acrylic paintings. But the renewal of dreamings and the mapping of the dreaming was an aesthetic act. It had to do with walking, but I think more importantly, it has to do with the actual painting on the land that got transferred to painting on canvas.
On the Uta Jangala and the other guy who was, his paintings were kind of similar to him.
Giacomo, they're not.
Said there's no hidden meaning in there. Like
there's millions of hidden meanings that I don't know.
Okay.
So that's not important.
So just the aesthetics you have to.
Well, you can talk about the meaning of a painting without knowing everything about it. Right?
Just make it up there.
They make it up. I'd rather you didn't. Other questions here?
The importance of like X-ray fish?
The reason I talked about that is that X-ray technique, and put it in quotation marks, is a technique that is from on the northern area and mostly found on stone and bark. You don't see fish on the acrylic dot paintings of the desert. See what I'm saying? You don't see kangaroos on the acrylic dot paintings of the desert. So if there's a stylistic marker, it's going to be more representational imagery in the north and more abstract imagery in the central area.
For the Aboriginal art, do we need to know what area each art came from?
Did you hear what I just said? What I just, this right before you asked that question.
Sorry.
You weren't listening.
I was looking at something.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just answered it.
Okay.
There's a difference between a northern style and a central desert style. Yes?
EPK stands for what again? Hedonistic honky haters.
Hedonistic honky haters.
Okay, good. Awesome name for a band.
Yeah, true. You know the bands that named themselves after the Levi Strauss books, The Raw and the Cook? You know that band? I thought they must have gone to RISD, Rhode Island School of Design, you know, with that. Because only those groups came up with names that were from, you know, unbelievable literary references. Are we finished with Australia? What's next? Oh, she's tired.
Yeah.
The what art? Yeah, it's. I have an insert there on the Native American lecture. So go to the insert, and I have it in my hand here. Additional page for the reader: Native American art and the contact zone, page 20. Can I ask a question? I just want to. This is a pretend. Pretend you're going to take another upper division class with me. I have to decide what to teach next fall, and I'm just doing a survey. The two choices are African or Caribbean. Now, even if you aren't going to take a class with me, pretend that you are. I need to see hands. Who would prefer African? Wow. No, I know equally as much about Africa. This
but
is
you're well known for the Caribbean.
Yeah.
But I've done Caribbean 2 semesters in a row. I have to decide.
What?
I don't teach in the spring.
Oh.
I'm an old lady. I'm semi-retired. So let's go Native American.
It's just one of the big points, just, you know, self, you know, before making, okay.
Well, one of the big points is right at the top of the page, Native American art in the contact zone. That's the name of the whole thing.
Oh.
Oh.
No, this is the lecture I missed. This is the only one I missed. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, somebody help him. I mean, I named the whole handout this right at the top of the page, right? Shayna, come to my rescue.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, no, you have to talk to the whole class.
Oh. I thought contact then referred to when
language, not hybrid, but they come together to create a new style.
Mm-hmm.
Paper.
And paper.
Yeah.
Okay, and who invented this phrase in one of her most important books?
Mary Louise Pratt.
So it's painting as documentary. It was part of the landscape.
Right. I mean, in other words, it's autoethnography is another phrase I used in that lecture, if you remember. These artists never had painted with watercolor on paper. And does anybody remember the name of the individual who was the patron of that particular style and who instigated that whole style? No, Hewitt. Oh, no. Hewitt, who was the director of the museum. No, Mabel Lewin was, she collected it. But the man who was responsible for giving them watercolors and paper and saying, document what you're doing, you know, and I want it for the museum, was Hewitt, who was the museum director. And it spawned an entire style of art.
There's a Jeff Barden for the Aborigines kind of did the same thing.
Yes, he did. You're right. Well, he said, what he said is, you know how to paint, let's paint the school.
Right.
So and then he handed them paper and said, and he realized, oh my gosh, they can make a living.
Right. So it's a way in which that indigenous people can utilize what they know about themselves and educate, or use didactics to help, but not really. Not
they
help.
Didn't do...
Well, appeal to the West.
Right, it appealed to the West. It's collectible.
Like, the whole society, because the women were in control now, because they were making pottery.
Yeah, at San Ildefonso Pueblo, which is where Maria and Julian Martinez are from, but there are many other ceramic couples who are from there, it really caused enormous social problems because the women were told, sign your pots. They never signed anything. And all of a sudden, sign your pots. So people come and said, I want a Maria pot. I want a Lucy Lewis pot, you know. And it just completely threw that pueblo into, really, it was a traumatic situation.
And you said, like, an oxymoron, it was like creating tradition, or so what did you say?
The invention of tradition. Which, those of you who are in my Caribbean class, know that I gave an enormous lecture for my Caribbean class on, it's not my theory, it's Hobson and Ranger, but it's called the invention of tradition.
I don't know how important the acceptance of the two religions that were there, the Catholicism and the Kiva. Is that really important?
No. When did I talk about that?
There was a painting?
Yeah. Church and...
Oh, no, that just in the Pueblo? No, I was just giving you a feeling for what Pueblo life was like today, that they, you know, that it's hybrid, mm-hmm. that it's a contact zone. Here's your church, here's your Pueblo. Both are super important. What they are. And Hewitt probably said, what's this? And they said, it's a corn dance. Or what's this? It's a shalako dance. So, but I'm not going to ask you for the titles. So the myth makers? 21. I have to do something, a better job on this lecture. I realize it fell a little flat. I have to figure out how to do it a little better next time. So, myth makers, any questions?
So, came out of the two philosophies of Jung and Graham, right?
Well, I would say the philosophy of Jung and the writings of Graham. Yes.
I understand how Pollock was getting all of the sort of Native American influences in his work, actually not late as well, but how exactly were they getting the Northwestern...
The Northwest Coast?
Yeah, the Northwest Coast. Was there that a 41 show as well?
Northwest Coast was in the 1941 show, and there were two galleries in New York City during this time period that collected Northwest Coast and displayed Northwest Coast art. Two major galleries. And there was a section of, there's a Tswonka, if you look at the e-reserves of the 1941, you'll, sorry, it's one of them. And you know, I think that that was a very impressive book when Jackson did it, because up until that point, there had been only one way of discussing Jackson Pollock, right? There was, you know, it was just never brought up. They discussed him as Jungian therapy, the drip paintings, the abstract expressionism, you know, the gesture and all that. And so when Jack Rushing did that research and published that book, it was rather groundbreaking. Was that it? That was the course? So it seems like there's less this time than last time. I'm not sure if that's true, or maybe we're just used to it more.
I think the other one had more philosophies behind and that sort of thing, and so it was, you know, a lot of the picture was
right.
Some new images.
I wouldn't leave a, well, you have 5 minutes left, right?
Are you going to handle everything differently? Are you going to juxtapose different sections?
This is what I'm going to do. You mean how am I going to give the exam?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This, okay, I'm going to be here for sure. I'm going to probably use slides rather than PowerPoint because I have all these images. And you'll have a question sheet and you'll transfer all the answers to the large size blue book. So I will have slides that I will be projecting. Is that what you meant?
I mean, two images on one slide.
Yeah, I mean, are you going to do like first?
Each entity is distinct within itself.
Is it going to be comparative within math?
Why? How can I do this? You will be discussing each image, but I don't like to use the word compare because it's a discussion where both images in front of you are part of your answers. See what I'm saying?
Really quick, I put down for Gottlieb. He was trying to find a vocab that wasn't Euro-based.
Right.
Elaborate on that.
Well, the same thing as Pollock.
Yeah.
It was during a period when these young North American artists were trying to set themselves apart from the French and prove that they were avant-garde, that they were American. So they were, but Gottlieb did all this African stuff too. So, but it was finding a vocabulary that was going to be different from the Cubists and the Surrealists, basically. Yes.
The only thing I'm worried about this last one is maybe, and maybe there isn't anything beyond just these men looking towards each other for inspiration. But I think it's just looking at the images. I don't feel like with the lecture any of these really stand out at me as like a perfect example of what they did. Is that, you know what I mean? With all the other ones, I look at them and I'm like, oh, this one looks great.
Right.
You know, good.
Can you tell a Pollock apart from a Gottlieb?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you look at one or two Pollocks and kind of tell me generically what he was thinking about Native American-wise?
Yeah.
That's all you need to
okay.
know. So, large size blue books. I know.
Yeah.
So, that's it. I will have office hours tomorrow and Thursday.
I just wanted to remind you about
what?
You need to print out the PowerPoint.
Ryan, we know that you're going to
okay.
take them.
Okay.
And we're printing yours out.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
No, we are. No, I know we are.
And then did the same thing work out last time when I dropped it off in the art department?
Right, but when are you going to drop it off?
Friday morning?
Yes, because I'm here Friday morning.
Okay, perfect. I work at
10
a.m.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, no, we coordinated that. He's doing the PowerPoint prints.
Yes.
And I'm going to do the slides.
Okay.
Overpowered.
I know. I did my art history at a community college and it was all on slide and I'm just being so
exhausted. So when you get home, I don't know. interesting because I didn't get to you, so just send it again.
I will.
Is it an attachment?
Word file.
What?
A word file.
On a map? No problem. Question I have for you on Yana. Can you suggest knowing that he's with me? I'm not into Yana at all.
Really?
I really can't stand his stuff. And I think it's also.
Thank you.
Joseph Campbell.
Man and myth.
So that,
and that's,
I mean,
PBS.
I am not into it at all, so I'm not the first. I don't believe most of what Jung says. I'm sort of a Freudian.
Okay.
I'm Viennese. What can I say?